and we do our order and we pull up, and then all of a sudden it starts. It is like the great flood. Like we need Noah's Ark. I mean, like it is just like pouring down rain. Right. And so Mark was driving and he felt so bad. He was like, now they're going to have to get, and they don't have a cover. They don't have a head cover or anything like a cover to cover them as they're coming. Yeah. He's like, now they're going to have to, he's like, that's why nobody was in this lane, because they knew it was going to rain and they didn't want the people to have to come out. So finally the guy comes out and gets the credit card and then goes back in. And I don't know, like 15 minutes later they bring, and it is like torrential. Like, I mean, it is, it was a horrible, I didn't even know it was going to rain today. And it was like this horrible rain. What is, I don't know what a red rain is, but whatever, like Big Fatty always says red rain. I don't know if that just means a torrential downpour, but if that's what it means, it was a red rain.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It starts. It is like the great flood.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2526 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 3rd of October, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend, and there was something in the little mailbox. Hello, not worth a Whitman, Tinkas, Damas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you may have guessed that you are not worth a Whitman, Tinkas, Damas today. Because, y'all, Sunday night, Big Fatty did not sleep worth a Whitman, Tinkas, Dam. Big Fatty! And, y'all, I don't know why, because, y'all, well, I tell you what, we'll get into all of that when I finish telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Heck, I see y'all now. Gay Country West, Big Fatty, still not spelled C. It is still not spelled C-U-N-T. Gay Country West and I told you about most of the weekend. Y'all, we got up to about the point where we went out to the bar. But y'all, and I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but y'all, after we had our supper at the Green Goat, y'all, we went to the Total Wine. You know, Big Fatty had a gift card that a very special person, Big Fatty, they know who they am. It is true. Sent me for my celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it's been burning a hole in my pocket, and so y'all went, and y'all, I was down to my last bottle of Moose Pea wine. Oh, Big Fatty, not good. And I said, let's go buy the Total Wine. Y'all bought me a case, because if you buy a case, you get 10% discount. So I got me a case of Moose Pea wine. Got the Merlot this time. And got that. And y'all, as we were walking through the store, the supper was beginning to make my tummy gurgle. Big Fatty tummy gurgle. It was just some crop dusting. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Y'all crop dusted through the Total Wine. Big Fatty vulgar. And y'all, then we went to the bar, and y'all, they were having a leather contest. And y'all, the parking lot was jam-packed. We expected to walk in there and not be able to even mosey up to the bar. Y'all got in there, and there wasn't hardly anybody in there. And so I guess everybody who came drove two cars. And so we got in there, and Granny was there, and and our friend Scott, you know, he's the boner killer. Big Fatty, he hadn't been out in a long time, it's true. And Big Dick and his friend John were there. Derwood, of course, had gone to crop dust the Total Wine. Big Fatty. So anyway, we got in there, and of course, everybody, oh, it's so nice to have y'all back after your trips and your horror weekends. And it was nice to be back. But y'all, there was hardly anybody in there. And y'all, the contest was, and I know I'll screw up the name of it. It was the Mr. and Miss and Boy contest for the Coastal States Leather. I think that's right. And y'all, they only had one contestant in each category. And y'all, it's not that I didn't care for the contest. If you have only one contestant, you know, they have to get a certain number of points, okay? And I think the point value that they had to get at least 70 points from all the judging. Well, y'all, 70 is a C minus. And I don't think that that's really a contest. Since you don't know how many points to get, they're a C minus title holder if they win. And I'm not a fan of that at all. I think you're just better off learning and if you only have that kind of turnout after a year or maybe two, you might want to rethink and not do it anymore. So that's just my opinion. And everybody, yes, Big Fatty, everybody has an asshole. Okay. Anyway, but y'all, part of the contest, they had fantasies. Now, y'all, fantasy to me is sort of that's kind of sexy. And y'all, one of them, and I'm not going to say which one, but one of them, the contestant came out with a giant Winnie the Pooh doll and was flogging the Winnie the Pooh doll. And then all of a sudden, the lights flickered and got dark, and all of a sudden, Winnie the Pooh came alive with Piglet and Eeyore, and it was people in, I guess they were Halloween costumes, bending this contestant over this bench, and Winnie the Pooh was flogging the, and y'all, I just, that's not fantasy to me. I may never get that image out of my mind. Betty, none of us will. But anyway, y'all, each of the contestants won their respective titles, and we all stayed around. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty always leaves the bar around 11 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I was there till after 12:30 a.m. in the morning. And I finally told Gay Country West, yes, Big Fatty, you were an Uber. I was an Uber that night. Told Gay Country West, okay, finish up your beverage, and we're heading on back to the villa. And y'all, sure enough, right after we, y'all, and I got to tell you something. Y'all, there's only one way to say it. Granny was shit-faced. Bee! Fatty! And anyway, we left, and I always send Granny a little message when I get home, and he says, just dropped off the Bona Kella and on my way home now. Granny only lives about a minute, maybe 90 seconds from the Bona Kella. And so everybody got home, and everybody went home about the same time. So anyway, y'all, we got up Sunday morning. Big Fatty got up Sunday morning, made the coffee, and went and got the newspaper and sat on the veranda. Y'all, it was nice and cool. The weather has changed, and I sat out there and read the newspaper. Y'all, Gay Country West, he was out like a light. So y'all, I closed the door to his bedroom and the man needed some sleep. And so y'all, about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, he rustled himself out of the bed. And so we had some coffee and chatted a little bit. And y'all, then he decided he had seen an S&S cafeteria as we were driving home on or driving to the bar. on Saturday, and he says, oh, I love the SNS cafeteria. I said, well, we'll go there on Sunday. Well, y'all, we went about 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, and y'all, there was a line still. I couldn't believe it, and we just decided we weren't going to wait in that line. So, y'all, we went to the good barbecue, to the Swiggin' Swine. And we had the fried pork skins, and we had Wes had a barbecue brisket sandwich with some macaroni and cheese, and Big Fatty had the brisket platter. I had the cone pudding and the pickled vegetables, and y'all had to bring half of that home too. Y'all, it's so much food, especially when you have that appetizer. And y'all, so we did some riding around downtown Charleston, checked out a few little sites, and y'all, then we came on back out here to the villa, and we what did we do then? I think we just piddled around. We made Big Fatty. Did you clean it up? Not piddled. We just piddled around. Oh, then we sat out on the veranda again, and we played our Candy Crush out there. Big Fatty Candy Crush on the villa veranda, and y'all, there's a nice cool breeze blowing and everything, and it was just real nice. And came in, and I had a phone call from an old friend, so I took that, and we watched a little bit on the TV machine, and we opened that the remaining bottle of the old Moose Pea wine. It was the Pinot Noir, and I think that's what it was. So we had that, and y'all, I thought that would help us both sleep on Sunday night. Didn't work worth a Whitman Tinker's damn. And so y'all, we stayed up and we talked a little bit. We watched, y'all, there was an interesting segment on the 60 Minutes. Do you watch the 60 Minutes? Y'all, it was about the Hubble telescope. Y'all, it was just interesting, the pictures that the Hubble telescope was sending back. And y'all, they're getting ready to send up another more sophisticated. The Hubble telescope, they said, has been running for about 23 years, only supposed to be up there about 15 years. And I think they said in about another 2 to 3 years, they're going to replace it with with another new highfalutin telescope. So y'all, that's getting ready to happen, and we did that. And y'all, then we watched the premiere. It was a 2-hour premiere of the Shark Tank, and y'all, it was really pretty good. So y'all, then we went to bed, and Monday morning, Big Fatty got up, and the coffee, of course, woke me up, and I fixed sausage biscuits with yellow mustard for our breakfast, and we got our respective showers, and he got his shit packed. Big Fatty, I mean his luggage. What did we do? We headed our separate ways. He headed on back to Hatlanta, and I went into the coal mine. He got back to Hatlanta about 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Monday. And y'all, it was a pretty good day in the coal mine. It's just so nice. Life is just so much nicer when it's a little bit cooler, just a little bit cooler outside. But anyway, and y'all, then I'm gonna finish recording the little show, and I'm gonna have the leftovers of my Swiggin' Swine brisket and coon pudding and pickled vegetables, and y'all, then I'm gonna go for a nipple walk, and that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it. Now, y'all, today, the 3rd of October, y'all, it's a very special day up there in the Danbury, Connecticut, y'all, and I don't know how many years it's been, because it's Y'all, the time just passes so fast nowadays. But y'all, it was on this date several years ago that Danbury Jr. Arrived at the home of the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. That's Brian and Kevin up there in the Danbury. Yes, Big Fatty, the Flopfo. And y'all, so in honor of that, I'm going to play this little song. I play it every now and then, and I think that they enjoy it. And y'all, I hope you enjoy it too, and congratulate them on this anniversarium.
You might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs, and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck, till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives, Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves the inscriptions will read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Y'all, I had some cards, and y'all, I still do. One from the Laughing Buddha, one from Miss Bacon, and one from Princess Anna. So I guess we'll have to get to those tomorrow. And yes, Miss Betty, and Patty Bacon said that she's going to be sending you an essay here soon. I did hear from Patty Bacon. She's evidently been on some sort of escapades. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, I forgot to mention, when we got home on Sunday after the Swig and Swine, y'all, explosive diarrhea. And Adam, how would you describe that?
It starts, it is like the great flood.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost as if he was right there when it shot out.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.